Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today we will hear from a prayer partner of America Pray Now, Lisa Pampaloni.
Today we continue our journey of remembering God's faithful answers to our nation's prayers. Psalm 77, 11 and 12 tells us, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds." Remembering God's goodness is such an important part of our walk with Him. It strengthens our faith and inspires those around us. So let's take a quick journey back to April 1970. The United States had been to the moon once already. Apollo 13 was supposed to be our third lunar landing, a routine mission by NASA standards. But just 2 days after launch, as the spacecraft drifted more than 200,000 miles from home, a sudden explosion shattered that plan. The crew radioed back the now famous words, "Houston, we've had a problem." An oxygen tank had ruptured. Power was dropping fast, cabin temperatures began to fall. Within moments, the mission shifted from exploration to survival. Across the United States, time seemed to stand still. People everywhere stopped what they were doing to listen as television anchors reported that the astronauts' lives were in grave danger. And as the hours turned into days, a wave of concern swept through homes, churches, and workplaces. No one knew if the astronauts would make it home alive. But something remarkable began to happen in the United States. From coast to coast, Americans turned to prayer. Churches opened their doors, many staying lit through the night. Families gathered in living rooms holding hands. In offices and schools, people bowed their heads for a few quiet moments. Even Congress stopped for prayer. In mid-April 1970, both the Senate and the House of Representatives passed resolutions asking all Americans to pray for the safe return of the Apollo 13 crew. One account recorded, "The Senate and House passed resolutions asking all Americans to pray for the safe return of their countrymen, and urged businesses and communications media to pause for the prayers at that hour." Think about that. At a moment when communication technology was connecting the world as never before, a different kind of connection was happening, a spiritual one, and it was uniting the nation. Meanwhile, in Houston, NASA's engineers were working around the clock. They calculated, improvised, and invented solutions in real time, conserving power, filtering carbon dioxide, and planning a slingshot route around the moon to bring the astronauts home. The odds weren't in their favor, but even in their weariness, determination and creativity made the impossible possible. And on April 17, 1970, after more than 3 days of crisis, Apollo 13 began its fiery re-entry through the Earth's atmosphere. For several minutes, Mission Control lost all radio contact, a blackout that felt like an eternity. Then a voice broke through the static. "Okay, Joe, we're okay." Cheers erupted, engineers hugged, people wept openly. Around the world, bells rang, church doors opened again, this time for Thanksgiving. That same day, President Richard Nixon addressed the nation. His words captured what millions were feeling. In his official proclamation, he wrote, quote, "The imperiled flight and safe return of the crew of Apollo 13 were events that humbled and inspired people all over the world. Particularly inspiring was the spontaneous outpouring of prayer from every corner of the world, from members of every faith, calling upon God in His infinite mercy to bring home in safety to our small planet three fellow human beings. Now I, Richard Nixon, President of the United States, do hereby designate Sunday, April 19, 1970, as a National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving." End quote. That Sunday, churches across America were filled once again, this time with songs of praise and gratitude. The next day, during the Medal of Freedom ceremony honoring the Apollo 13 team, President Nixon added these words, quote, "I think I can truthfully say that never before in the history of man have more people watched together, prayed together, and rejoiced together at your safe return than on this occasion," end quote. Those words pretty much summed up what had taken place, a rare moment of unity when science, courage, and faith came together. In the span of a week, Apollo 13 reminded the world that for all our technological achievement, human life still rests in God's hands. Many call Apollo 13 NASA's finest hour, but for millions of Americans, it was one of prayer's finest hours, when an anxious world turned upward in faith, looking to the one who hears the prayers of his people. It's easy today to forget how deeply that moment moved the nation. It wasn't just a victory for engineers. It was a testimony to hope and to the power of a people united in humble prayer. President Nixon's proclamation closed with these words of thanksgiving, which seem as timely today as they were in 1970. Quote, "The prayers of millions all over the world helped to bring them home safely. I urge my fellow Americans and all the peoples of the world to join with me in offering another prayer, one of deep thanks, for the safe return of the crew of Apollo 13," end quote. Over 50 years later, the story of Apollo 13 still inspires us, a reminder that God is faithful to hear the prayers of his people when we turn to him with all our hearts, and there is nothing too difficult for him. I'd like to finish today by reading a testimony of answered prayer from one of our APN prayer partners. She begins, "Life was good. I had a strong family, financial stability, everything in place. Then, in February 2023, my world turned upside down when I was diagnosed with a rare blood cancer. My husband was still recovering from back surgery, so I prayed for help, and God provided. My sister's visa was miraculously approved so she could come care for us. During treatment at the University of Virginia, one of my chemotherapy drugs caused severe pancreatitis that nearly took my life. With only a 20% chance of survival, God healed this condition completely within 2 weeks. When my doctor said I needed a stem cell transplant, I knew the search for a Filipino donor would be difficult. But once again, God made a way, and one of my siblings in the Philippines was a perfect 100% match. Though her visa was denied, doors opened through a center in Singapore where she could donate her stem cells without needing a visa. Her cells were collected, frozen, and delivered to UVA within days. Before the transplant, scans revealed a heart issue that could have stopped the procedure. But through God's guidance, my doctors adjusted the plan to protect my heart, and everything went smoothly. So in December 2023, I received my transplant. The risks were high and fear was real, but that night before the procedure, I surrendered everything to God. Our church family, loved ones, and even people I didn't know were praying. He heard every prayer. The transplant was a success, and God strengthened my body to recover without major complications. I stayed near the hospital for 100 days before returning home, and by God's grace, recovery went well. Now, 2 years later, I'm alive and thriving, living proof of God's mercy, power, and faithfulness. All glory and praise to Him. I love hearing testimonies of answered prayer. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And also in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." We all go through difficulties and trying times, and God doesn't always reveal his reasoning or his plan, but he does promise to walk with us through the trials, to hear our prayers, and to never leave us or forsake us. So thanks for joining me for this episode of the America Pray Now podcast. May we remember that the same God who brought the Apollo 13 team safely home through the prayers of a nation is still the one who guides us today, even through the impossible.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, And we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.